roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on Z104.
All right, War of the Roses, by the way, up for you to listen to for free on the podcasting page at Z104.com or through the Odyssey app as we welcome Kara to the show. Hello, Kara.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So we always joke about how wagering on the outcome of War of the Roses is highly encouraged, but we really do have a bet on the table in this case, correct?
Yep, we really have a bet.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Who are we putting to the test today?
His name is Dave.
Okay, and you and Dave have been seeing each other for a while?
Yeah, for a few months.
Okay, but you're not in a relationship yet?
Technically, no.
Okay. I love that. Technically, no. But you said neither of you are seeing anybody else, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, at least that's what we think. So, explain how the whole bet thing happened.
Yeah. So, it started last weekend. My friend was having this 4th of July cookout on Saturday, and, you know, all my friends were there, and this was kind of the first introduction of Dave, you know, like, a lot of my friends hadn't met him, so they were like, you should bring him, and I did.
Okay, so this was the big meeting of the besties moment for the new guy then.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I end up bringing him. He meets all my friends. We stay most of the day. We leave. It was really casual, no big deal. And then the next day, I have, like, this Sunday brunch with most of my same friends, and you know, obviously Dave comes up, right?
See, this is what I always suspected, that the reviews come in the next day. I always knew women did this, but I was never sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, it usually starts behind the person's back, and then, you know, we'll tell you afterwards. But anyways, so we were all talking at brunch, and then, you know, we were having the mimosas flow. So people started getting pretty honest. And it was at one point, one of my best friends looked at me and she was like, okay, we need to tell you something. Your new man is a huge flirt. And I was like, okay. And then the other girls started chiming in and stuff. And they were just like, yeah, he did not act like he was in a relationship around me at all.
And oh, boy. Well, hold on. But technically, he's not, though, right?
True. But I don't know what they were saying. They were like, you know, he's too flirty. He has all of these Roman eyes. And then my friend Jen was just like, yeah, I would be careful around him. I don't know if I can trust him. And so I'm just like kind of taken aback. I'm obviously upset. And then one of the girls was like, you know what? You should be War of the Roses and see what happens. And I was like, okay, yeah. But, you know, if he hits me, you all owe me brunch. So that's kind of where it started.
Okay, so we do War of the Roses on Dave. If he picks you, the girls all owe you brunch. What if he doesn't pick you? Do you have to pick up the other girl's tab for brunch?
Yeah, the whole table, I guess.
Oh my God. That hardly seems fair. You get your heart broken and then you still have to pay for brunch. It's some pretty crappy friends you have there.
I mean, I don't know if they're actually going to make me pay the entire thing. Maybe just drinks or something.
Okay, which is still a pretty big tab. Okay, well, let's put Dave to the test then. Let's settle this bet. What we'll do is we'll offer him a dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants. You'll get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And I have to ask before we get started, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I have a lot of people listening this morning. Okay. So, you know.
All right, well, let's settle this bet then. Here we go.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Morning. I'm calling to speak with a David, please.
This is David. Who's this?
Hi, David. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. So I'm calling you because I wanted to let you know that we started this new promotion this year. You know, we want to reward our customers, and every month we draw a bunch of names to win prizes. And so get ready for this. This month, you were one of our winners. So congratulations.
Sure, okay.
Do you have a few minutes? I would love to tell you about your prize if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what we're doing every month is giving away different little prizes as a token to say thank you. And this month, the prize is flowers. So you won a beautiful red roses, like a huge bouquet. And the reason I was calling is because, obviously, with a lot of the guys who've won this prize, you know, you don't really want the flowers. But they asked if we could send them to, you know, a wife, girlfriend, which I am more than happy to do. So did you want us to send the flowers to you or maybe your wife or girlfriend? Let me know.
I'll tell you what, why don't you, you can just send them to me. That would be fine, actually.
Sure, no problem. Now, something else we can include if you want is a really nice card that we can fill out ahead of time. So in case you give the flowers to somebody, it'll look really planned out, really prepared, you know, ahead of time. Is that something you want us to take care of?
Yeah, that sounds nice. That's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to need a name to put on the card, first and last.
Hey, you know what? Actually, you can skip the card. You know, just don't worry about it. I'll go out and get my own card.
Are you sure? I mean, it's totally free, and I don't know why you would go out and pay for one when you can get a totally free one from us.
Yeah. No, I understand. I know. You know, I'm picky. I want to pick the right one out. I just wanted to be, you know, personal.
Okay, but with our card, you can put any message you want inside, and it's printed, so it looks really personal, but you went the extra mile to have it printed on the card instead of written. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm sure, but I think like a handwritten card would mean more, you know what I mean? So, yeah, just send me the flowers, no card, and I'm good.
Okay, if that's what you want. Man, whoever's getting this card must be a really special person.
Yep.
Okay, well, we have your address here on file, so we'll be sending you the flowers next week or so, okay?
Perfect. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
No problem. Just tell that wife or girlfriend of yours we said congratulations.
Okay, everybody in the text line is saying he knew what this was. What do you think?
I don't know. At first, I thought that, but when he started talking about picking out his own card, I mean, it sounds like he has someone, like, specific in mind when he's saying something like that.
Maybe. I think that was him dodging the issue.
Was dodging everything I threw at him.
So, Kara, I don't think we settled this bet then.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, here's what we can do, though, to settle it. We're really going to send him a dozen roses. You tell us what he does with them, okay? I need to get his address from you real quick, so don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right, so listen, we'll send the roses. We'll know when they arrive because we're going to get the email notification. And at that point, if Kara doesn't call us back going like, he gave me the roses, then we'll know something is up. So to be continued, I guess.